This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. States of emergency in New Jersey and New York, where the brutal remnants of Hurricane Ida have left at least 8 people dead.
Look at that tornado!
That sounds from Ryan Robertson in New Jersey. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calls this a historic weather event with record-breaking rain, brutal flooding, and dangerous conditions on the roads. Subway stations and tracks got so flooded that service was suspended. They're also wrestling with this dangerous weather in New England. All of this began when Hurricane Ida slammed into Louisiana on Sunday with 150-mile-per-hour winds. Tomorrow, President Biden will travel there to see the damage.
The White House says the president will travel Friday to Louisiana, where Ida became the 5th most powerful storm to strike the U.S., likely causing tens of billions of dollars in damage to the power grid, among other things. At one point, New Orleans was totally in the dark. The power started coming back on, and spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president's pushing power companies to work faster.
We know he knows how important it is for people to get power back on.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
It was close, but the Supreme Court's decided to let the new abortion law stand in Texas. Mike Hempen reports.
The court's action for now strips most women of the right to an abortion in the nation's second largest state. In an unsigned order just before midnight, the court voted 5-4 to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers and others that sought to block enforcement of the law that went into effect on Wednesday. The Texas law, signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott in May, prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, usually around 6 weeks, and before most women know they're pregnant.
This is AP News. 3 police officers near Denver and 2 paramedics have been indicted in the death of a black man, Elijah McClain.
2 years ago, a 911 call was received in Aurora, Colorado, that McClain looked suspicious.
I'm going home.
Relax, or I'm going to have to change this situation.
McClain told officers he was just different and didn't have a gun.
Give us some more units. We're fighting them.
McClain was put in a chokehold and injected with a powerful sedative. Attorney General Phil Weiser says McClain's memory will live on as a blessing.
After his death, Colorado continues to lead on law enforcement accountability.
McClain's mother, Shanine, says her son believed humanity matters.
Those that are still working are going to lose their job, and there's a possibility of all of them to go to prison.
The Aurora Police Association says there was no evidence the officers caused McClain's death. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow dropped 48 points yesterday. The S&P was up 1. The Nasdaq up 50. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.